I'm Tim. Today I'm going to tell you a story from Greek mythology about tragedy caused by greed. It shows us what happens when true happiness is not recognized. This is the famous story of King Midas. We start the story with Dionysus, the god of wine, someone who likes to let himself go a bit. One day, he and his friends are at the foot of Mount Timolus, enjoying themselves. Suddenly, they realize that Silenus isn't with them. Silenus is a strange type of creature, half man, half goat. And he's a special friend of Dionysus, as he was once his tutor. The friends look for him, but it's touch and go as to whether they will ever find him. Earlier that day, Silenus had fallen off his donkey because he had had a touch too much to drink. And now he's laying asleep by the side of the road, snoring. He's woken when a king, King Midas, and his soldiers come riding by. Midas has a special longing to see Dionysus, and Silenus agrees to take him to see the god in exchange for the loan of a horse. So now Dionysus is touched that Midas has brought Silenus safely home. As a reward, he offers Midas a wish. He may have whatever he desires. Midas thinks about it, and then he asks for the power to make everything he touches turn to gold. His wish is granted. King Midas is back in his palace and is initially delighted by his special gift. Everything he touches really does turn to gold. But he soon realizes the foolishness of his choice. Even the food he wants to eat turns to gold. He becomes hungry and thirsty. His daughter, seeing how upset he is, throws her arms around him. It's a nice touch. But guess what? Even she turns to gold too. So Midas gets in touch with Dionysus and begs him to come to his rescue. Dionysus feels sorry for him and tells him to go to the river Pactolus and wash his hands. So Midas runs to the river and is amazed to see gold flowing from his hands. When he returns home, everything Midas has touched has become normal again. Midas hugs his daughter with happiness and decides to share his great wealth with the people. From now on, Midas becomes a better person, generous and grateful for everything in his life. His people lead prosperous lives, and when he dies, they all mourn for their beloved king. Well, there's a lesson to learn there. Be careful what you wish for. But if you're wishing for another story, then your wish will come true if you join me again soon at bbclearningenglish.com. Bye for now.